Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. It's Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. I want to welcome you to the Kingdom Crossroads podcast today. Today will be the conclusion of a great three-part interview we've been having with Stephen Williford. Stephen became known nationwide as the good guy with a gun because of his quick response on November 5th, 2017, in the little quiet town of Sutherland Springs, Texas. That was the date of the worst mass shooting in Texas history. It was also the date that Stephen Williford will forever be remembered as putting a stop to the carnage when he literally ran barefoot out the door to engage the shooter. Then, with the help of another good Samaritan who just happened to be stopped at the stop sign in his pickup truck, they chased after the shooter and then covered the vehicle, ready to engage the shooter until the police arrived. It was later discovered the shooter had taken his own life while sitting in the truck. Because of his heroic actions that day, because of his unwavering faith in God, because of the Lord ordering his steps and opening doors for him that no one can shut, Stephen has begun speaking publicly about his life and experiences, even delivering a lauded speech to the National Rifle Association Convention in May of 2018. Because of his selfless service to his community, Stephen was also an honored guest of the members of the Texas delegation at the 2018 State of the Union Address in Washington, D.C. He's a member of the National Rifle Association, was an NRA certified instructor, and a former assistant scoutmaster with the Boy Scouts of America. He's also a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation, the nation's oldest and largest tax-exempt education, research, publishing, and legal action group focused on the constitutional right and heritage to privately own and possess firearms. And if you missed any of the first two parts of his testimony or the events that happened that day, I urge you to go back and listen to the prior two episodes. Today, we're going to focus on Stephen Williford's work with the Second Amendment Foundation. Now, let's go to the conclusion of our interview with Stephen Williford.
God trained me for that moment. All four of the men that normally carried at that church normally carried guns. The pastor, Frank Pomeroy, normally carried a gun. He was in Oklahoma City. Mm. He was training to be an instructor in black powder shooting so that he could get certified so that summer camp he could offer black powder shooting for the summer camp for the kids. And he was in Oklahoma City doing that. Rod Green, a former Army officer that was in Vietnam. Normally he would have been there, but he had to feed his cattle. It was right when the time changed, mm-hmm. and he had to feed his cattle that morning, so he was going to be late, and he was not there. One other man was late, and then the final man that normally carried had sent his pistol with his wife because she was going on a trip out of state and didn't want her to be defenseless if she was on the road. All four of the people that normally carried at that church weren't there or didn't have the gun. And it's like the devil said, today's the day.
Yeah.
And God said, but you forgot about my servant, Stephen. God created me as a tool that he knew he would need for that moment.
Amen.
And I tell people, as a plumber, I kind of talk about as a chisel, using a chisel. And he used me, and he used me at that moment, pounded me into something very hard, and he got his purpose done. And it broke me in some ways. But God never leaves you broken.
That's right. Amen.
He pulls out his file and he's filing me, and it's painful sometimes. But he's recreating me as a tool for his purpose again. And I ask God, please don't use me in something so hard again.
Yeah. Amen.
But I am his tool.
Amen. And now
whatever he chooses to use me, I will do.
Amen. And now, you know, before COVID, of course, you know, you were doing public speaking on this, and you were helping the governor of the state of Texas and being on a commission. And now you're with the Second Amendment Foundation. I want to focus on that a little bit because they're doing awesome work. How long have you been involved with the Second Amendment Foundation?
Probably over a year.
Yeah. Amen.
I go on podcasts like yours, radio stations like yours, and I talk about the Second Amendment and protecting the Second Amendment. And SAF.org, Second Amendment Foundation, they have already filed lawsuits against the illegal intrusion on our gun rights. Biden has signed several executive actions trying to, take away your rights as Americans.
Yeah, amen. You know, with all the cancel culture going on right now, you know, our rights are under attack like never before, you know, and there's this huge push that's trying to eliminate or limit the constitutional rights under the Second Amendment. But, you know, tell us about the work that the Second Amendment Foundation is doing all over the nation right now.
Well, Second Amendment Foundation does education and stuff and educates you as to your rights and how to use a gun and what your rights are. Again, they have new initiatives out there filing for lawsuits. And I'm going to tell your viewers and listeners out there that if they're a gun owner, and they're not part of an organization like the Second Amendment Foundation, we as members want you to sign up. We're carrying a heavy load, and we need your help. We need you to sign up. You need to get in the fight, because it's a fight not for your future as much as it is for your children's and your grandchildren's future. It's the future of this country. Mm-hmm. We're slowly sliding into socialism.
Yeah.
And it's not a pretty picture. And our founding fathers knew that this would come to a day. And when the government starts telling you, you don't need your guns, that's when you need your guns most.
Amen.
And we're doing the heavy lifting right now. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I'm a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm an NRA member. I'm a GOA member. I'm, you know, XYZ. You throw all the letters in on it. I'm a member of all of them because I believe in our Second Amendment rights. And I believe in our freedoms in this nation. I believe in our freedom of religion. And I believe all these other freedoms, freedom of press and stuff, they're all protected by the Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. It may be our Second Amendment, but it's our first freedom. It protects the rest of them.
Amen. Amen. You know, as we talked before the interview started, I interviewed Alan Gottlieb a couple of years ago, and you know, he gave update on, you know, several court cases happening in that time frame when we talked. Are you aware of any major court cases, court victories that the Second Amendment Foundation has won recently that you're aware of?
Well, I don't know whether the Second Amendment Foundation, and they probably had their hands in on this one too, but the GOA also, and they were mentioned in the article that I read, the GOA just won a big victory on the bump stocks, saying that the bump stock ban was unconstitutional.
Okay.
Sixth Circuit court decided that they couldn't just change the rules like that. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big victory recently. I know that they're all, I spoke at the Texas Capitol not long ago, and states need to step up. And there are several states that are doing this right now. But the state of Texas has a bill that would call the state of Texas a Second Amendment sanctuary state.
Amen.
Saying we would not recognize any more federal firearms laws as a state. And the way our Constitution is written, we have the right to do that. So many states nowadays, California, Oregon, Colorado, they're saying that drugs that are federally banned are legal in their states. Mm-hmm. And their states are taking a stand and saying, we're going to legalize these drugs. Well, let me tell you people one thing. And it's fine. If those states want to do that, states have rights, you know, but those drugs aren't legal substances as far as the Constitution. They're not constitutionally protected. And the feds are doing nothing about those states. Mm-hmm. And firearms are a legally protected item by our Constitution. So our state has the right to stand up and say, we are not going to enforce or even recognize any new federal firearms laws. The state of Texas will stand. And we have a state constitution. And the right to bear arms is in our state constitution also. We have that right, and states need to start standing up. Alan West has said that he wants a union of constitutional states.
Amen.
So he wants other states to join the state of Texas and say, you know, we're still part of the United States, but we aren't going to adhere to any unconstitutional laws passed by the federal government. Yeah. And if you go back and read the Federalists and the Anti-Federalist Papers, you will understand a little bit more about our Constitution and how it was set up. And those states have the right to do that. Mm-hmm. We're also looking to try to do a constitutional convention. If we can get 35 states together, we can do a constitutional convention and we can firm up our Constitution with that. And there's nothing the federal government can do about it.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And Texas also, if I remember correctly, in the Texas Constitution and in the agreement where Texas became part of the Union, Texas can become their own country again if they want to.
Yeah. Well, and yes, that was written into it. Mm-hmm. And yes, we can become our own country. And now you got me on Texas. I love Texas.
me too.
We would be the fifth largest economy in the world if Texas walked away from the U.S.
And I've told people up here in the this place called Maryland that if Texas ever did that, I'd be giving up my U.S. citizenship. I'd be moving in a heartbeat.
Come on down. We need you. We need you. We need good Christian conservatives to come to our state. We got California moving into our state, trying to change it blue right now. And they're fleeing California because they can't do business there because the taxes are so heavy and stuff in California. They can't do business in California anymore. So they're moving to Texas, and the sad part of it is they're bringing their beliefs that ruin their own state.
Yeah.
And my dad used to say, if you make a mess in your bed, don't come into my bed.
Amen. Amen. Now, Texas, I'm talking about Texas, they are taking this stand against all these, you know, the Biden executive orders that he's trying to, you know, eliminate all these different Second Amendment rights. I mean, what action is the Second Amendment Foundation taking against these executive orders?
Again, they have filed lawsuits already. There's lawsuits fighting. There's lawsuits fighting the executive order that says the pistol brace is so. The Biden administration has decided, in its ultimate wisdom, that it's going to stop these pistol braces on the AR-15s and AK platforms and stuff that, you know, there's an arm brace that you can put on a pistol. Mm. So you can build a shorter barreled pistol version of an AR-15, and the arm stabilizer will help you stabilize. The Biden administration has decided that they're going to make that illegal, which would make hundreds of thousands of Americans felons overnight if they didn't turn it in.
Yeah.
Well, it's mine. I'm not turning it in. My Constitution says that I have the right to bear arms. It doesn't designate what kind of arms. It's I have the right to bear arms. I am a law-abiding citizen. Bobby O'Rourke, he said when he was running for president, yes, we're coming after your AR-15s and your AK-47s. And he said he believed that the American people would adhere to the laws because we are law-abiding citizens and would adhere to the laws and would turn in our guns. Well, Bobby, that's not a law. That's right. I will. I am a law-abiding citizen. I adhere to laws. But unfortunately for you, I adhere to the supreme law of this country, which is our Constitution. And part of that Constitution is my Second Amendment. I'll obey that law. I won't obey edicts.
Amen.
A tyrannical government.
Amen.
I will not comply.
I know it costs huge amounts of money to fight all these cases, you know, individually, all across America, all the different states. How can someone make a donation or become an active member of the Second Amendment Foundation?
Go to saf.org. Sign up.
Okay.
SAF, Second Amendment Foundation.org. Sign up, make their donations and stuff, and look online, find out how you can help your local, wherever you are, whatever state you're in. You know, look up, see what you can do to help at SAF.org. We would love to have you on board.
So there are local chapters that people can become more deeply involved with?
Yeah, I'm sure there is. There, you know, just get involved and go there and find out what's happening in your area, what laws, you know, that SAF, you know, supporting. As of last week, in the state of Texas, constitutional carry passed and got out of committee and is now going to the full House floor to be voted on. You know, and there's, you know, sign up for bulletins and stuff and know what's happening in your area.
Amen. You know, amen.
And get out there. Again, I spoke at the Capitol when this happened. And it was really cool because I was signed up to speak and I was waiting my turn and they called John Mott out on the floor. And if you don't know who John Mott is, he's kind of the father of the Second Amendment fight for the Second Amendment. He's the one that wrote the book, More Guns, Less Crime.
That's right. Amen. Huh? I said, that's right. That is a fact. Amen.
He is, and he comes up with all kinds of stats that's provable. And you can go to the FBI and prove some of it. And he gives all those avenues that he's used in his research and stuff. And John Lott's a big name in the pro Second Amendment fight. And he walked out and spoke at the state capitol.
Amen.
So we in Texas are gearing up. We are affirming our rights, and other states need to do the same thing.
Yeah. Amen. Well, Stephen, I appreciate all the work that you and all the team at the Second Amendment Foundation is doing. I mean, it's such vital, needful work. And if it were not for you, your organization, and others like it, like the NRA, et cetera, I mean, we'd already be a nation gone under. You know? And one more time, if someone wanted to get in touch with you or the Second Amendment Foundation, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
StephenWilliford.com. StephenWilliford. .com.
Okay.
My email address is StephenWilliford@gmail.com. Keep it simple, stupid. StephenWilliford@gmail.com. And I have a new YouTube channel. Okay. Please subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Amen. Hit the notifications. It's at Barefoot Defender.
Mm. Amen.
So go to YouTube and look up Barefoot Defender and I do gun reviews. I do upcoming laws that are on the books that we need to fight for or fight against. I blow up watermelons with Tannerite and do some fun things like that. My latest one that I'm going to be filming is going to be all about lever actions, all about lever action rifles. So I kind of mix it up and do all kinds of different things. But subscribe, please, to Barefoot Defender. And again, saf.org.
Amen. So I'll put all the links to all that down below in the show notes. Amen. Folks, I cannot emphasize how important it is to support the Second Amendment Foundation. I mean, the work they do all over America, standing up for your constitutional right to keep and bear arms, the victories they're gaining in courts all across this land, and they have to be fought individually, so then they could be, you know, the losing side would appeal and it goes to the next level, and until ultimately you get a ruling from the Supreme Court that says you guys need to stop this stuff. And we're talking about the liberals, right? But I mean, the precedents they're setting in legal victory after legal victory, they're doing it for one reason: for you. And if the powers that be in this nation right now had their way, they'd strip you of all of your constitutional rights. In fact, Joe Biden has already said there are no absolutes when it comes to the constitutional rights. Well, go ahead.
And I just want to remind people, they're using your tax money to fight the Second Amendment Foundation.
Yeah.
And they think they have unlimited money. They think it's their money to fight these lawsuits when it's your money. And they're using your money to fight the Second Amendment Foundation that is trying to protect your rights.
That's right.
We need to pay for lawyers and stuff because the Second Amendment Foundation doesn't have that unlimited amount of money to just go out and fight these lawsuits that the government has right now.
That's right. And that's why, folks, I urge you, get in touch with the Second Amendment Foundation, donate to their cause, which is your cause, help support them, join their organization, stand for the rights handed down to us by our founding fathers. Just click the link down below to get in touch with them, make a donation. Use the links down below to get in touch with Stephen, and let's support him as he's spreading the word. You heard his testimony, praise God, called by God for such a time as this. Amen. And Stephen, I just want to thank you for taking the time to join us today on the podcast. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Folks, that is all the time we have for today. For Stephen Williford and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.